So, Andy, who were found in law to have been treated unlawfully?
Well, this is the story that's been dominating the week. Obviously, the very tragic events of 27 years ago at Hillsborough. So it's been a week of fairly grim TV coverage. And I've watched a procession of the great and the good appearing on TV to express regret and sympathy and what have you. And I've been watching this for sort of a few hours. And then on my television appeared Kelvin McKenzie. And I watched fascinated as Kelvin started to explain that because he had been hoodwinked by the lies of South Yorkshire police that made him do that infamous headline, because he'd been hoodwinked by the police, that he too, Kelvin McKenzie, was one of the victims of the Hillsborough disaster. And as I watched him saying this, I very nearly lost my lunch. I think it was probably the most nauseating public statement I've ever seen. In fact, to be honest, I watched the rest of the news from the toilet in case Kelvin came back on. I didn't want to risk it. But he made various regret-like noises, you know, and he expressed his sympathy for the families, and he was contrite, which, interestingly, is a combination of con and trite. but if you examine what Kelvin actually did on that fateful morning, he printed a front page with the banner headline, "The Truth." I think if you put "The Truth," you probably, as a journalist, ought to try and check whether it is the truth. Now, nobody believed that story about fans urinating on dead bodies and stuff like that. Nobody else printed it. Even Kelvin's own staff didn't believe it. The only person in Britain who was prepared to believe that story was Kelvin, and he believed it because he wanted to believe it, because it conformed with his prejudices, because, you know, he was part of a newspaper that at the time was very much in cahoots with the Thatcher government, which in turn had sort of turned the police force into a private army. And the Sun had developed a fantastically unhealthy relationship with the police. Not something they do nowadays, of course. So that was, I think that was a particular low point. The other low point, I thought, was Sir Ian Blair. Now, you may remember Sir Ian Blair. He was chief of the Met. And he didn't cover himself in glory in terms of police transparency after the death of John de Menezes. But he said, he began by quoting that rather sort of over-quoted cliche about the past being another country. And he then went on to say that the cover-up could never happen again. And I thought, I sat there listening to it, I thought, the one way to ensure that a cover-up like that doesn't happen again is not to think that it can't happen again. I mean, basically, he was sitting there saying, complacency can't happen to us.